controlled, I guess we want to say, by the Harpersville Hornets. 12-0 is our score and our halftime score. You know, you and I had been talking about it before, but now I noticed that Hunter Sika is back without his shoulder pads. He is in uniform. He does have his uniform back on, so he came back out with the team. But there was something that knocked him out of action, and the big fella just walking up and down the near sidelines from there. I hear you were being harassed a little bit about my plug for Rocky Horror Picture Show by our very fine technician back at the control room, Joe Gardner. Joe and I have some of the best, hopefully always off mic, conversations. I would hate to think that the listeners were subjected to such important world-shattering conversations as some of the ones that we've had over the years. So Devin Dean and company still in there for the Harpersville Hornets. Stephen Lee, Andrew Kimmel, and Cody Snow in the background. No changes as far as the line is concerned. Silas Weckl still in there at center. The guards are Sean Sweet and Scott Gregory, Tyler Gates and Brad Bender, the tackles, and the men who have been doing a whole lot of ball catching, John Andrews and Dylan Smith. Now the ball will be approached by Harpersville. They'll be kicking off. The ball is grabbed down by Noah DeDominicus. DeDominicus tucks it under his wing, and he will finally get across midfield past the 40, and he is going to be grabbed down by Tyler Gates, big number 71, came back and grabbed the back of DeDominicus's jersey and pulled him down from there. But not until Delhi finds themselves in very good field position.
Great return there by Noah DeDominicus as he accelerated through the hole. Someone on Harpersville got turned around, saw his opportunity, and took the lane.
And he came down the near sidelines right in front of the home field bench. So here we go. Opening moments of period number three. First play from scrimmage. A quarterback keeper, and Connor Chiaffi is going to be grabbed from behind. He'll be whirled around. Virtually no gain. They may be generous and move the ball up a foot or two, but not enough to move the chains on the far sidelines. So a good crowd here in the Delaware Valley again for another hometown football game. But the Harpersville fans came loaded for bear. Signs up on the chain link fence across the way saying, "Go Hornets." Well, it's going to be Go Bulldogs right now as Chiaffi will pitch that ball out to Troy Mostert. And Mostert gets across the 35, down almost to the 30. The ball just inches high of the 30-yard line. It will bring up a third and now less than two. 12-0 the score, 10-40, showing on the clock, period number three. Harry and Anthony here on a Saturday afternoon. Dominicus splits out to the right this time. The play will go on the ground. Brian Ingram receives the handoff. He is down extremely close to first down territory. It looks like he has it. It'll depend where they spot the ball down. And now the white hat goes ahead and flashes his arm. First down for the Delhi Bulldogs. So a score for Delhi, a score for Harpersville on the opening kickoff return. Another score in the second period. No extra points. 12-0 is our score right now. The ball will be handed off from Chiaffi to Mostert, and Mostert picks up an easy five as he gets down inside the 25, almost to the 21. We can call it about 6.5 yards on that gain.
Delhi's running with a purpose to start this second half. Much more confidence in their plays, looks like.
So, without Hunter Sika, who is on the sidelines without his shoulder pads at, So that's one offensive adjustment. Ooh, look out. There's an offensive adjustment right there as Connor Chiaffi whips the ball around into the hands of Brian Ingram. And Ingram just crashes forward, crosses the 20, crosses the 15, gets down to about the 12 before he is stopped.
Ingram looked like he was running downhill with two Harpersville defenders trying to bring him down.
He may have been. Who knows? In any event, it's going to be Chiaffi now who will carry the play in from the sidelines. Both of these coaches prefer to run the plays pretty much themselves. Clock running, 8:30 showing. DeDominicus off to the near side. Dropping back is Chiaffi. He will not get a chance to throw this time as he is going to be met by John Andrews. Andrews bear hugs him and whips him around.
Andrews has been all over the field on both sides of the ball for the Harpersville Hornets.
That time he came in and literally put the bear hug on Chiaffi, who was backpedaling looking for an open man downfield. He could not find that. So the idyllic setting here in Delheim, as we join the fans on the hillside looking at the game on the field below us. Ball going to be carried forward by Trey Mostert. Mostert will not get the big game that he wanted. He'll get down to about the 16-yard line. But it's still going to be third, and we will call it about 14 as he tries to get back the yardage lost when Chiaffi was sacked moments ago. Oh, we have more football coming up for you next week. It will be the Sydney Warriors up at Unitego on Friday night. That's going to be one of the comfortable, quick, short trips that we have. And then it will be Waverly, a much larger school, playing the Harpersville Hornets on Saturday afternoon. And we have a replay of what we saw just moments ago, where Connor Chiaffi ends up running into or being bowled over by John Andrews, and another significant loss for Chiaffi.
Now, Andrews with the sack coming on Chiaffi's blind side. He's coming in unchecked.
He just came in, hit him hard, put him down. That was it. Move on. So, Chiaffi. Now, going back into the huddle, but has to turn around and check once again with Coach Kelly on the near sidelines. Now he has the play straight down. He will split out to the near side, Alex Speck. Now Chiaffi goes to the aforementioned Speck, but is going to be underthrown just a little bit, and Devin Dean will jump up and intercept that ball. Dean, instead of getting a clear path upfield, basically runs from the near side of the field way over to the far side of the field before he's finally brought down. So a lot of running, but not much forward progress, and Dean will be brought down. Harpersville will take over inside their own 20 at about the 17 or 18-yard line.
Not too costly a turnover for Delhi, though. If that ball had been batted down, it would have been a better field position for Harpersville.
When you're behind by 12 points, every play is costly. So here we go, the Harpersville Hornets again. Dean whips around, and he is going to hand the ball off to the second man through. That is going to be Stephen Lee. Lee going to be met right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he'll even lose a yard on the play. So both of these teams continuing to rumble on. 12-0 is our score, third quarter of the ball game. I'm really irritated that I went ahead and drew off all of the scores from last night's game. We knew that Green scored a big shutout, 37-0 over Bainbridge Guilford. Pass going to be lofted up by Dean. He'll go to Andrews. Andrews is up close to first down territory. He'll probably be shy by about a foot or two. He gets across the 25 to about the 26. And let's see, they will say he is shy by a yard. Of course, Sydney had their convincing win over Shenango Valley. Now they're going to have a measurement, so they will bring in the chains.
That last hit has one of those nice crunching sounds to it of two shoulder pads rattling. Brings back good memories to anyone that's ever played football.
Are you bloodthirsty? So no. There is going to be a brief pause as they bring on in the chains. We want to always be able to thank all of the sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. Hope that you will also pass the word along, say your moment of thanks to them if you can. And we have just great folks who are making these games possible. Among them are folks at Amphenol, Neighbors Insurance, Roberts Eye Care, Butler's Auto Sales, Jeff F. House. I love that name. Building Supply, and a host of others. The ball going to be spotted down. It is not a first down. Spotted down as they move it into the hash mark. It is shy by about a yard, so it will be a third down. And still about a yard once they finally take the chains back to the far sidelines. Players are ready to go, even though the linesmen are still taking the chains across the field. Ooh, I can feel that nice cool breeze coming in all of a sudden as we get just a little gust of wind. They plant the markers down, and we're ready to go. Dean takes the high snap, and I'll tell you, off and running in there was going to be Brian Ingram. He had absolute sack on his mind. They're going to call a foul against Harpersville. I believe they're going to say that was a delay of game. They took a little bit too long getting themselves going, marching it off 5 yards. So now, instead of needing about 1 yard, they'll need about six. And we will see where we're going from there. Everybody's ready to go. Chiappi defensively way off on the far side this time. Dropping back is going to be who? Devin Dean looking for his favorite. He goes to John Andrews. But we keep talking about the 26-26 combination. Tyler Dugan is right there to slam him down. And with that, it is going to be good enough for the first down, but not good enough for any long gain. We're at the top of the hour. And I will not give an official ID because I don't want necessarily to alert the boys in the Bain studios. But you are listening to your favorite station for high school sports in the Tri-Town area. We're glad to have you at 100.9 or at AM 1490. Harry and Anthony here at Delhi on a Saturday afternoon. Devin Dean is going to be scrambling. He shakes off one would-be tackler and now runs to the far sidelines and finally out of bounds at about 35. Coming in that time was Kenz Matthijs, and Matthijs dove for him but couldn't hang on to the slippery Devin Dean. And they managed to get the ball up about to the line of scrimmage, but that is it. So it is going to be 2nd and 10, they say. And with that, we will see how things end up progressing. Splitting way off to the near side this time. It is going to be Dylan Smith. Man goes in motion. Flag flies as it's Stephen Lee. Oh, an interesting series of events. Let's see where this goes. The ball was passed up by Smith. It went into the hands, eventually, of Nate Dennison. Now, we have a foul in the background, in the backfield, which Delhi will decline. They would rather have possession of the ball instead. So they get possession of the football in their own territory, but near midfield at about the 46-yard line. You explain it. If you have a clear explanation, then that.
Well, Dean pitched it to Lee on a running back pass option, and as he threw up the pass, it was a penalty on Harpersville, but they let it play out, and eventually the ball was deflected and intercepted by Delhi. So Delhi electing, obviously, to decline, and they'll have the ball at the 46-yard line.
So here we go. They never said it would be a dull afternoon, 2:50 showing on the clock, as it is again going to be Chiaffi and company with the ball. Harpersville still leads in this ballgame by a 12-0 score. This time, Chiaffi keeps it on the ground. Looks like Ingram was the man who carried it only for about a one-yard gain. And that is about all. So they keep on continuing, moving the ball very slowly upfield. Clock continues to run to 14. Remember, this is one of those games. It's not like last night where it was just you're ahead, we're ahead, you're ahead, we're ahead, you're ahead, we're ahead. This has been Harpersville scoring 6 on the opening kickoff and staying with it from there. And it's going to be Connor Chiaffi. Goes to the far sideline. He will get more than he needs for the first half as he manages to get the ball across the 40 down to nearly the 35 before he's hammered out of bounds. And as a result, it will be first down for Delhi as they continue to try to be able to get something generated. You have to be, as you and I have talked before, I said, remember, we're the eyes of the people that are not here at the ball game. So we look over and you have to see everything, not only the action on the field, but what's on the surrounding area. The ball going to be carried by Brian Ingram again. This time he will get across the 35 down to about the 33. So we happen to look on beautiful Route 28 in front of us, and there's a flashing red light as somebody has made a little bit of a boo-boo. They've been stopped in a traffic stop. Just check the weather map, because we see that the clouds have come in. We know we could get a little bit of rain later on. They said don't be surprised, but it looks like the any storm activity is still to our north. Ball going to be passed by Chiaffi. Intended receiver is Austin Bedient, and Bedient, the sophomore, has it go through his hands. He got his hands on it. He jumbled it a little bit and was not able to hang on. So as a result, we have ourselves a third down at about 5. Bedient comes off the field, not happy with himself at all, as he takes his helmet off and walks away from his teammates. Just so disgusted with himself. Back on the field, Chiaffi now will go to the money man, first with a fake and then a fumble, as he fakes it off to Brian Ingram, pulls the ball back in. And then, as the intended man to get the handoff could not cleanly handle it, the ball breaks loose. It is back at the 45-yard line in Harpersville territory, and it is going to bring up a fourth and probably 17 and a kicking situation, so it is highly likely that Chiaffi will kick it away. So Stephen Lee goes all the way back inside his 15 as he waits for Chiaffi's kick. And the kick is right on the money. It'll be taken at about the 14-yard line. The speedy Mr. Lee goes to the far side. He is finally grabbed down over on the far side by DeDominicus. A flag is thrown at about the 46-yard line. And here in the center of the field, we have Kenz Matthijs, who is down and being attended to by one of the officials. So we have action in three or four different locations, a down player and a flag on the field on the far side of the field. They're coming in and talking things over with Brian Ingram, so it appears that it may be a penalty against Harpersville. And while they are still attending to the downed player, Matthijs, and this is another one of those leg injuries, he's going to be helped up, and then he will walk it off under his own power. No help from anyone. It's just one of those where you get that cramp, and it's very debilitating, but also very humiliating.
Unfortunately, very temporary as well.
Well, thank goodness. I can remember, you know, talk about almost, I don't want to say fear is the right word. I guess I don't have the right word, but I can remember as a very small child, my dad would have these cramps in the calf of his leg. It was like there was a golf ball under his skin, and I was so horrified by it. I've been spared that in my own life. If I get cramps, it's more likely to be in the muscles in the very bottom of my feet. Ball going to be Devin Dean, and he is going to be swallowed up. Three, four jerseys come in and bring him down. Kyler Cumpston leading the way to stop Dean on that first and 10 situation, which will now be a second and a whole lot more, and I do believe we have the end of the quarter. That we do. So it is still a 12-0 ball game. It is the Harpersville Hornets leading the Delhi Bulldogs here in a Saturday afternoon featured game on your station for sports, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
For New York State excellence in broadcasting, award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So they changed the end of the field, and with that we will see the Harpersville Hornets now going from right to left. And we're just about ready to go. The ball is snapped down. And if I flip my card over here, we will see Devin Dean going to keep it himself. He'll test the right side of the line, and he will get running room, but not a whole lot. He tries to turn the corner, gets up to about the 30. And we have another Delhi man down momentarily. It is number 21, Nate Dennison. Dennison just waiting to catch his breath, and now he gets up and actually runs off the field. So we will see where we go from there. I have a feeling on that one that that may have been our old concussion things, because I think the official said sit out this play. So as a result, Dennison comes off the field looking rather reluctant. He ran off the field. He says, what are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with me. Split out to the near side. This time it will be Dylan Smith. standing up, looking around. Devin Dean. Dean pitches the ball back. He'll go to Speedy Mr. Smith. Excuse me, Mr. Lee. So Stephen Lee can't turn the corner. He will be met right at the 30-yard line. So virtually no gain on that play. We are now in the fourth quarter of this contest from Delhi. And with that, we have a 12-0 ball game, and we are going to have an equipment timeout. It looks to me like they may have had a, I don't know if it was a shoelace that was flopping around or something, but they're just waiting up. Yeah, it is. It was a sneaker that was ripped off. And the player is going to put it back on. This is one of the Harpersville players. So as a result, it will be a few-second timeout. Yep, Stephen Lee. Apparently somebody grabbed him by the foot and ripped his shoe off. Kicking situation, and the ball is going to be kicked away in there by Tyler Gates. A flag will fly as the ball is going to be picked up and returned by Noah DeDominicus. So now we'll have to see what the penalty is. DeDominicus managed to get back from about the 37 or 38 yard line, only about 10 yards on that run back, before he was stopped by a number of Harpersville players.
And that's going to be a block in the back on Delhi there. Referee had a good visual of that.
In other words, did do a good job of covering up his misdeeds, is what you're telling me.
Perhaps.
Yep. 10-16 remaining in this ball game. Men continuing to shuttle in and out. The officials will pick up the ball and march it back. Finally spot it down at about the 26-yard line. So the Delhi Bulldogs will get the opportunity to start from even further back than they wanted to be. It'll still be first. Right now they're saying it's going to be first and 10. Which I'm certain they would rather have that than a first and 25, but so be it. Chiaki will go on the handoff to Trey Mostert, and Mostert manages to get across the 35. And he will spot it down not as far out as the 36. Next week on WCDO, it will be Sydney at Unitego on Friday night. And then we go down to Harpersville for the first time this season. And we will be seeing Waverly coming in town.
I spoke with the Harpersville head coach earlier, Tim Petras. He's looking forward to that matchup.
With pride, eagerness, or fear? Ball kept on the ground. It is going to be Chiaffi who will see it move by his team up to about the 38-yard line. And they will say that is good for the first down. So as a result, yet another first down.
Coach Petras earlier today when I spoke with him said that he was very complimentary towards Waverly. He said he knows it's going to be a tough challenge, great program, very disciplined team,
and big, much larger school than Harpersville. Ball going to be kept on the ground again. DeDominicus, ball carrier, picking up a couple of yards. This time Noah's only able to get across the 40 to about the 41. So we'll be generous and give him a gain of about 3 on that play. It's interesting because the one thing that I try to do is I try to research names and try to be rather accurate. And DeDominicus was one of the names that I had to practice about 3 or 4 years ago when I started doing these. it was an older brother who was playing then. Oh, this time it'll go to younger brother Noah. The pitch comes out. He gets across the 45, up very close to first down territory. Now they're eyeballing it across, and they may, and we'll see. Now, the linesman back here is sitting up very close to the 50. They're going to say it's shy by the length of the football. I'm not certain that all of the officials were in agreement on that. But Delhi will try it one more time. Third and about the length of the football, maybe twice the length of the football at most.
I've taken the liberty of just writing Noah whenever this is.
He's the only one on either team with that name.
Yeah.
And with that, we are going to be having, what, a Harpersville timeout. So Harpersville takes a break, and we'll be back with the continuation of this game coming up in just a moment. You're listening to WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So the water boys managed to take the water buckets back over to the far bench. And we're just about ready to go. It is 12-0 is our score. Harpersville scored early. In fact, very early. The opening kickoff was run back. That was 6 points. They got six more in the second quarter. That's all the scoring there has been. Nothing of any appreciable comment in the third quarter. And now we are here with 7 minutes and 23 seconds left in this game. Ball going to be kept on the ground as Joffe will hand it off in there to number 42, Brian Ingram. Ingram will get credit for the first down as he goes across midfield, gets down just inches across the 50-yard line, but it's enough for the first down. And they continue to move from there. Tyler Cumpston, the center, Kenz Matthijs, and Brandon Mollet, Rich, or the guards, Rich Croft, one of the tackles. I'll have to spot and see who the new tackle is in there. Ball going to be handed off to Brian Ingram again, and he'll plow his way forward for about 5 more yards. The starting tackle was Hunter Sika. Sika, as we said, I don't know if he pulled something. They didn't stop the game for him. He is on the bench, so, but out of the game, not wearing his shoulder pads. And see if you can figure out the number of the other tackle. The two ends are still Alex Speck and Austin Bedian. 76. Yeah, that may be it. All right, we'll spot it in a second. Joffe going to be manhandled in the backfield. Is blowing through that time will be Andrew Kimmel. And Kimmel manages to bring down. So it is going to be now an opportunity for Joffe to have about a third and 13 situation. All right, let's see. That is going to be Ken Ricks, apparently, who is the new tackle, who is in for Delhi, 6'1", 270-pound junior. And that looks to be about appropriate for the gentleman on the field. Joffe whips around, keeps it himself, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage and no further. So it's still going to be 13, well, probably about a 12-yard that he needs in order to get a first down. But it will now be fourth down. And we are going to have a momentary timeout as we had number 54, Tyler Cumston, who was whumped a little bit. His teammates help him back up. He says, yeah, I'm fine. No problem. So the officials say, okay, just... And now one of the people, one of the referees goes to him and says, no, we need you off the field for at least one play. So the two of them, referee and player, come to the near sidelines. And coming into this ball game is Brad Davis, who will play momentarily. And with that, we're going to have a timeout. So we're going to be able to get in another one of those commercials right away. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So after a very quick timeout, and I have no reason, it looks to me like it's just simply coaches wanted to set plays. We are back again, still 12-0 is our score, but we're down to the final 4 minutes and 48 seconds of this ballgame. It's interesting the things that you notice, Anthony, and now that we're in the age of digital, just look at the number of cameras, some video, some just simply big, strong, high-power lens digital cameras, and count more of them on this field than you care to think about. Ball is going to be passed. Little floater goes to Noah D. Dominicus. Dominicus decides, I want to get some of that yardage, so he goes for it on fourth down. He will not get the first down, but he crosses the 45-yard line before being forced out of bounds at somewhere in the neighborhood of the 44-and-a-half. It's all a matter of where do they spot the football. So we saw games last night that were lopsided and very close scores. We saw games played at the Carrier Dome last night. Some of the big schools get to play out there against opponents. So check out all of the scores. The newspaper near you. The ball is going to be put in the air. It is going to be, who do you think? Johnny Andrews, who will leap and catch it on that pass from Devin Dean. That's got to make all of the coaches very comfortable in their feelings from Harpersville, knowing that they're going up against Waverly next week. Just the fact that they see plays that are working consistently against Delhi. Delhi is not figured to be the weakest team in the league by any matter of means. Backfield motion going to be called against Harpersville. So we said that the coaches would feel very confident to see plays completed. Well, right after that, they've got to be feeling probably pretty frustrated when you see little plays, their little miscues that you thought would have been worked out in practice. Devin Dean barking out the signals. He happens to have Michael McMillan in motion. McMillan will be away from the play on the near side as carrying the ball. It is going to be the Harpersville Hornets to the far side. There is a bit of a discussion going on. I don't know. I did not see a flag go down. But they... regardless, they're having a bit of a discussion over across the way with some of the Delhi players. 3 minutes, 23 seconds remaining. The Hornets now in the huddle. splitting out to the near side. John Andrews, it is Dylan Smith over on the far side, so two men split up. And now they're going to let the clock run, and we are going to have an official's timeout. I have a feeling that the discussion that was going on, it really had nothing to do with Della. I think it had to do with the line markers, maybe. I can't tell. Anyway, they've broken up the discussion and ready to go again. So the official timeout was an official brief timeout. I think we can say it that way. Snap goes to Devin Dean. He will go off to Andrew Kimmel. The 224-pound senior will rumble forward. He is going to pick up the first down as Kimmel gets down very close to the 20. So it was going to be that side. Tyler Cumston, who managed to get a hold of Andrew Kimmel. Cumston himself tops out at over 200 pounds. So now it is going to be Devin Dean again, but this time he'll put the ball into the gut of Kimmel and pull it back out, keep it himself, try moving a little bit to the right. He will get no appreciable gain on the play as he will still be right in the neighborhood of the 20-yard line. They finally move the down indicator about 2 feet. Still call it a second and about 9. So we have the opportunity to see two firsts next weekend. The first will be on Friday night. One will be at Unitico. And the second first will be our first appearance down at Harpersville. Stephen Lee, as the football comes off to the left side, a flag is thrown. He's grabbed by the top of his jersey and spun around, breaks away from that man, and keeps on going. He will get down inside the 20 to about the 18. There's a discussion as to what the penalty is. It was thrown away from the ball carrier that time. And I believe they will say it is going to be against Delhi as all of the Bulldogs begin to back up. And the ball will be carried down inside the 10-yard line to about the 9. Our score is still 12-0. We have 1 minute and 42 seconds remaining in this ball game. That's about it. McMillan scampers way out to the right, but the play will be kept on the ground right up the middle as Andrew Kimmel puts it in low gear and just rumbles forward. He picks up about 3 yards as he will get down to about the 6-yard line. Anthony scribbling notes to himself. The 104, and we're going to have a Delhi timeout. So Delhi taking a break in the action, and we'll be back with more action coming up in just a moment on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
So it's going to be Stephen Lee in motion. The handoff from Dean to Lee. And Lee goes to the far sidelines, got a lot of running room going all the way to the far sideline, but could not turn the corner. His forward progress will be limited to about 2 yards. As he gets across from the 6 down to about the 4, it will bring up a third down situation. Well, it could be that we, with 58 seconds, could see a score on the first play of the game, and maybe the last play of the game. Wow. So the Harpersville Hornets in the huddle. They'll send John Andrews split way out to the near side, and the play is going to be a quarterback keeper by Dean. He finally rumbles his way forward, and they will say Devin Dean cuts the vertical space above the goal line. And it is now an 18-0 ball game. So Devin Dean gets the opportunity to rumble forward and pick up the third goal of this ball game. Now it will be a kicking opportunity for Harpersville. William Wiltsey, 6'3", 255 pounds, getting ready to kick the snap, the hold, and the ball will hit the upright and bounce back toward the field. It is going to be ruled incomplete, and our score stays at a mammoth 18-0. So the final 56 seconds of this ball game will be coming your way, and we'll hold it right here as they get ready to go. And coming up in a few moments, we're going to be having our post-game show. Remember, the sponsors who make these games possible. And we certainly hope that you will take your time to say thank you to many of our sponsors. Of course, the people at Marabito Energy Products, at ACO Brands, at Sydney in Unadilla Great American Food Stores, Sydney Tire, C.H. Landers, and the list goes on and on. If you enjoy Friday and Saturday night high school football games on WCDO, make sure that you express your thanks to our sponsors. So we will be seeing Harpersville next week at home. Now they will be kicking off to the Delhi Bulldogs again. Noah DeDominicus picks it up, twists and turns left and right. Now he is going to be near midfield. He'll get across the 40, across the 45 to about the 46, and he will put his Bulldog teammates in rather good field position for the final 47 seconds of this ball game. Make sure that you get out this weekend and take advantage of the fine weather. Head on over to Colorscape Shenango or many of the other fine activities that are going on. I think there's, what, a rock concert up at Suco tonight, something like that?
Yeah, you know, I can't remember who's playing.
No, you asked me, and I could find it.
I don't got tickets. So.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, well, that is one of those things that happens from time to time. Who's it going to be? Time flies, that was May Day Parade. Yeah. Always something happening around our Tri-County area. If you sit at home, it'd be your fault. So Connor Chiaffi rolls out looking for an open receiver downfield, can't find one. Finally, he's going to be brought down at about the 44-yard line. We'll call it a loss of a couple on that play. It is not enough to stop the clock, 25 seconds, and the clock is running down. So we will see where we're going here very shortly. And we want to make sure that you're aware of all of the things that are coming up at the end of the game. So here we go. It'll be the final handoff of the game, probably. It'll go to DeDominicus as Noah will turn the corner and get around and across the 45 to about the 47. Just as time runs out. This ball game has come to an end. Final score is going to be 18-0. We'll be back with a look at the final recap and our post-game rewards coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your home, doing more for less counts. And at NBT Bank, that counts to us. Now make more of what's yours with a new home equity line of credit with a 3-month introductory rate of 0% APR and no closing costs. When it comes to making the most of your home, you can count on us. Stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 500501.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So both teams are out on the field in their post-game huddles, as the fans pretty much leave this field very, very quickly. Again, the final score, the Harpersville Hornets ended up scoring early and went on to an 18-0 victory. I don't know if you can flip your notes and give very quick results, but who was it? Stephen Lee, who ended up having the run back for the first touchdown. That was on the opening kickoff, I do believe. The second,
that is correct.
Who was the second one? That was
second touchdown was a reception for Andrews.
So Jonathan Andrews, that came at 2:15 remaining before halftime. And then the final score of the game came with 58 seconds in the game.
And that was a rushing touchdown by Devin Dean.
So,
the only scoring in this one.
So we have ourselves another game in the record books. Our post-game show here on WCDO is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. So, Mr. Anthony, your thoughts on tonight's offensive player?
Well, I considered giving it to Stephen Lee due to his cat-like quickness and his ability to run the ball, but I elected to go with Devin Dean, who orchestrated the offense the entire game, had a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown, and just kept Harpersville on the ball the entire game.
Trust me, you will see a whole lot more of Mr. Stephen Lee as the season progresses. The post-game show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet Store, your store with over 1,000 items for a great deal. And a great deal more. Shop the catalog outlets in Unadilla, in Oneonta, in North Norwich, in their newest location right here in Delaware County, in Margaretville. Anthony, the dynamic defensive player.
I decided to go with Damian Lamori, who is the nose tackle for Harpersville, listed at 335 pounds. You may not have seen his name too much in the game, but he made it extremely difficult for Delhi to run up the middle, which is something they really looked to do in this game, and I think it was a big factor in Harpersville's shutout.
I think that is also the understatement of the day. Finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth activities in the neighborhood communities, and very happy to be a part of high school football broadcasts here on WCDO. ACCO Brands, proud to be a local employer. All-Purpose Award, Anthony?
The All-Purpose Award goes to John Andrews, the tight end and linebacker for Harpersville, who I don't believe ever came off the field in this game. He had a receiving touchdown towards the end of the second quarter, and he was getting his hands on every single ball that came up in the secondary, and I really think he was open on every single pass play that Harpersville attempted. They had no answer for him.
And on top of that, he, on this afternoon, was Mr. Ferocious. So that's it for another broadcast here on WCDO. It is our pleasure to present this game to you from Delhi High School today. The final score, 18-0, Harpersville over the Delhi Bulldogs. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. And next week, it's going to be a doubleheader Friday night. It'll be the contest between Sydney and Unitego. From Unitego Central School, our Saturday afternoon game will be down in Harpersville, where we will be seeing Harpersville taking on Waverly, a much larger school than the Hornets. So it'll be a very interesting one. In the meantime, please stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDL. From Delhi, it's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers. Good afternoon, everybody.